All right, wrestling fans, this is Southern Dynamite here with you for Pro Wrestling America. This is week five of the Akbar era. Yeah, way too many so far, but we still have two more months to go until his time having complete creative control is done at Hard Day's Night in September. But tonight we come to you from the BMO Harris Bank Center in Rockford, Illinois. We got several good matches, including Interstate 74 title on the line. Ahmed Johnson defending the title against multiple-time champion Kendall Windham. These guys have had history in the PWA, and it's still going to go on. We have an unlikely match, and this is where we get into one of those weird things. We have a tag team match between Chris Candido and Iron Mike Sharp facing off against the Sheepherders. In the late 80s, I think it was 88 or 89, I forget exactly when, but there was a manager in Memphis at the time named Ronnie P. Gossett. I forget exactly the match, but he won a match where he got booking rights for like 2 weeks in Memphis. And he would do this, where you had one babyface in a tag team match with three heels. So we've got that here, as we have Iron Mike Sharp in with three members of Devastation Incorporated. Yeah, that's probably not going to be a pretty match. But the main event for the evening is the American Tag Team titles on the line. Two Cold Scorpio and Wild Card facing off against the number one contenders who were crowned last week, Trevor Murdoch and Eric Watts out of the Dirty Dozen. Now we have this whole thing where Wildcard and Scorpio have left Devastation Incorporated, turned their backs, and now, well, they haven't wanted to talk to me. When Lance got with them, they wanted nothing to do with any manager. So that will be an interesting match as they face off against a couple of my guys from the Dirty Dozen. But before we get there, we have the rest of the card. Starting off with Vampire Warrior facing off against Steve Southern. And Vampire has an easy time with Southern in the squash match. After the match, Vampire continues to bludgeon Southern until he is a bloody mess. Southern Psycho Elliot Russell makes his way down to the ring, chasing Vampire and Jones away from the ring to make the save for his tag team partner. But Vampire Warrior gets the win in a time of 2 minutes 40 seconds. Next match has the Interstate 74 title on the line. Ahmed Johnson defending against Kendall Windham. However, after he got Southern out of the ring, Elliot Russell challenges Ahmed to defend the title against him. He's beaten Kendall. He should have this title match. Well, of course, this brings Kendall and Missy down to the ring. Missy tells Elliot that the only way he could beat Kendall is with a handful of tights. That doesn't show championship material. Akbar's music begins to play. He and Ahmed come down to the ring. Ahmed, Kendall, and Elliot all stare at each other. Akbar takes the microphone from Missy and says that for once he agrees with her on something. Elliot hasn't shown himself to be a top contender yet. Akbar says that next week he can have a match against the loser of this match. He might consider the winner of that match to be a top contender for Ahmed's title. Elliot grabs Akbar by the collar, but Ahmed nails him from behind. Missy barely gets out of the way as Kendall nails Ahmed. Akbar rolls out of the ring. Missy makes her escape as Kendall grabs Ahmed by the ears and whips him into the turnbuckle. Elliot gets to his feet, but Kendall clotheslines him over the top rope. Jerry Calhoun calls for the bell. Ahmed and Kendall look like they're going to have a good match until Elliot climbs back into the ring and attacks Ahmed. Calhoun calls for the bell. All three men battle until Kendall gains the upper hand. As Ahmed and Elliot battle against the ropes, Kendall takes both of them over the top rope with a double clothesline. Missy climbs into the ring with the title belt and hands it to him. Kendall celebrates for a moment, but then he drops the belt. Before he and Missy leave the ring, he tells Ahmed to watch his back. So your winner by disqualification and still your Interstate 74 champion is Ahmed Johnson in a time of 3 minutes, 10 seconds. Now we get into that crazy booking tag team match. Chris Candido and Iron Mike Sharp facing off against the Sheepherders. Candido comes down to the ring by himself, yet with a great air of confidence. He believes that this is the perfect chance to finally get rid of the thorn in his side, which is Iron Mike Sharp. Sharp has taken away his Illinois heavyweight title from him. Candido is going to take away from Sharp his wrestling career. Sharp and Missy come down to the ring, the Illinois heavyweight title proudly wrapped around Sharp's waist. He looks wary at his tag team partner, a partner who would take any chance to stab him in the back. Sharp climbs into the ring, but he keeps a close eye on Candido. Akbar leads the Sheepherders to the ring. They are excited to get into the ring. Akbar gives instructions to them before they climb into the ring. Candido steps out of the ring, letting Sharp start the match. Sharp spends about the first minute in the match with Butch, but Butch seems to be taking it rather easy on him. Butch scoops him up and plants him in the corner with Candido. Butch tells Sharp to tag Candido in. Quizzically, Candido tags himself in. Butch immediately attacks Candido. Luke joins in the melee. Tommy Young tries to send Luke back to his corner, but he gets knocked out in the process. The Sheepherders double-team Candido. Sharp climbs into the ring to rescue his tag team partner, but he hesitates when the Sheepherders have Candido tied up in the turnbuckle. Akbar climbs into the ring and joins the beatdown on Candido. Sharp looks to Missy for direction. Missy grabs the Illinois title belt and motions for him to leave the ring. As Young starts coming back around again, the Sheepherders climb out of the ring and drag Candido into the corner. They crotch him on the ring post as Akbar leaves the ring. Young tells them to get back into the ring. Butch climbs the turnbuckle as Luke rolls into the ring. Luke drags Candido out of the corner. Butch comes off the top rope with a flying knee drop on Candido for the pin. After the bell rings, Akbar tells the Sheepherders to leave the ring. They win the match in a time of 4 minutes flat. He tells them to leave the ring. He has unfinished business with Candido. Candido crawls over to the ropes and lays back against the bottom rope. Akbar gets in his face and tells him what a disgrace he is to Devastation Incorporated. That he is an incompetent wrestler who should have been fired long before this. Akbar mentions his graciousness in giving Candido multiple chances, but his grace only goes so far. He fires Candido immediately. Candido is shocked, as are many of the fans. Candido's fall from grace is a little while coming. It began, really, when Skandar Akbar first appeared in the PWA, announcing that he had bought Candido's spot on the booking committee from him, and now that is how he got to start having a little bit of control in the PWA. From that point on, Akbar has been on track to take away the PWA from me. Akbar gave him the Illinois heavyweight title. However, Candido lost the title and has been on a losing streak ever since. Remember their legacy. Akbar's just gotten fed up with him and got rid of him. So now we have an open spot on the roster as Chris Candido is no longer wrestling with the PWA. But let's treat that as ancient history and go on to the guys who are still wrestling in the PWA. Again, a lot of matches. Dirty Dozen versus Devastation Incorporated. This one has Gorgeous Jimmy Garvin facing off against Universal Heartthrob Austin Idol. And Garvin and Idol have a great match. The fans are on their feet for the whole match. Each has many great high points during the match. The match almost goes the entire time limit. Garvin gets the pin with the Brainbuster 1 second before the time limit would expire. Akbar demands that Randy Anderson declare the match a draw because the time limit had expired. Anderson and Akbar argue with the timekeeper while Garvin and Alexandra leave the ring. Idol demands for Garvin to return to the ring. He demands that Anderson restart the match. Anderson says that Garvin wins the match and he is not restarting the match. So your winner is Gorgeous Jimmy Garvin in a time of 29 minutes, 59 seconds. Next match has Rick Steiner facing off against Terry Taylor. And the two men have a great match. Both men show why they are considered some of the best technical wrestlers in history. Taylor goes for the flying forearm, but Missy trips him on the ropes. Steiner drops him with a DDT for the pin in a time of 20 minutes, 30 seconds. Taylor and Heenan complain about Missy's interference. David Manning doesn't listen to them. He orders them out of the ring so that the next match can start. Heenan and Taylor throw a fit in the ring, demanding that a new match be set up with Steiner. Heenan would keep a better eye on Missy next time. But Rick Steiner gets the better of Terry Taylor this time. Next match has Macho Man Randy Savage and Tully Blanchard. Savage and Tully, two of the great ones in the PWA right now. Savage stands with the Dirty Dozen. Tully stands with Devastation Incorporated. On paper, the match would be one of the greatest in the PWA. In the ring, Savage and Tully tore into each other. Tully gains the advantage and ties Savage in the ropes. While Savage is tied in the ropes, Tully leaves the ring. He and Akbar corner Alexandra and roll her into the ring. Tully climbs into the ring and stalks Alexandra. Savage struggles against the ropes as Tully picks Alexandra up in the slingshot suplex. Savage manages to get himself out of the ropes. He attacks Tully with renewed vigor. The brawl spills out of the ring. Akbar gets involved, but Savage grabs his cane from him. Savage beats Akbar with the cane before turning on Tully. Tully tries to wrestle the cane away from Savage. A pair of EMTs, a man and a woman, come down to help Alexandra back to the dressing room. The female EMT nails Tully with a low blow. There's something familiar about that EMT. But Savage slams Tully into the ring post before rolling him into the ring. Savage grabs Akbar by the collar and tosses him into the ring steps. Savage slides into the ring as Tully gets back to one knee. Savage nails Tully with a right hand before drilling him into the mat with a pile driver. Savage climbs the turnbuckle and lands on Tully with the flying elbow to get the pin in a time of 28 minutes. So, great match on paper, great match in the ring. I come to the interview desk as Akbar is coming back around the ring. And I demand a match with him. Akbar comes to the desk and flatly refuses the challenge. Probably because he just got the snot beat out of him by Randy Savage. But he has someone else in mind for a match. Someone who wants another shot at me. He announces that I have a match tonight. Right now, in fact. Against the Great Kabuki. He wants to revenge the ridiculous loss last month in the Gauntlet. Despite Akbar's assurances, the match happens exactly the way it went last month in Rockford. Kabuki has the match well under control with his martial arts skills. However, he gets himself disqualified in 4 minutes and 3 seconds when he missed me. Akbar climbs into the ring and argues with David Manning over the disqualification. Kabuki puts me into a nerve hold. As Manning tries to pull him off me, Akbar jabs me repeatedly with his cane. Finally, he calls Kabuki off of me. I lay in the middle of the ring, blinded and holding my shoulder. Alexandra comes back down to the ring, checks on me. Murdoch and Watts come down to the ring to help me back to the dressing room. So, not a great time for me. Not my finest match in the ring. But again, when you're called on the carpet right there to face the Great Kabuki, there's only a couple of ways that's going to go. All right, next match. Another one of the storylines going on and developing in this season. Jerry the King Lawler and Gentleman Chris Adams. Lawler and Adams have a great match, as their previous matches have been. Akbar and Alexander keep each other out of the match so that the wrestlers can take care of business. The fans are on their feet for the entire match as Lawler and Adams showed them what the PWA is all about. Lawler gets the pin after a back suplex in a time of 28 minutes, 1 second. So now we get to the main event. American Heavyweight title on the line. Two former members of Devastation Incorporated taking on two members of the Dirty Dozen. Many have asked if I would bring Scorpio and Wildcard back into the Dirty Dozen fold. But I am not one that so easily forgives people who have betrayed me as they did. Trevor and Eric come down to the ring, but Alexander is not with them. Scorpio and Wildcard come down to the ring, but the crowd isn't exactly sure how to react to them. The four men have a great match. Scorpio gets the advantage over Eric. He goes for the 450 splash, but Eric gets his knees up. Eric gets the tag to Trevor, who takes the advantage for a few minutes before Wildcard manages to regain an advantage for their side. The champions double-team Trevor until Eric gets back to his feet. Eric takes Scorpio out of the ring. Trevor nails Wild Card with a bulldog. He climbs the turnbuckle for a second bulldog off the turnbuckle, but Scorpio grabs his foot. Wild Card climbs the turnbuckle and takes Trevor down with a superplex for the pin to retain the titles in a time of 20 minutes, 51 seconds. Your winners and still American Tag Team Champions, Too Cold Scorpio and Wild Card. And again, the fans aren't exactly sure how to relate to them because, yeah, they're trying to figure out exactly what they're doing. But that may come to bear in coming weeks. We're going to have to find out. But that's it for this week. I am Southern Dynamite, thanking you for being here and supporting your favorite fantasy wrestling league on the internet, Pro Wrestling America. I will see you next week.